Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Bodyweight Calisthenics and Bodybuilding Podcast. Today's topic, I would like to talk about what is a diet? What is a diet? You know, for me, a diet is something that you learn by trial and error. A diet is not a set meal plan, you know, that you can keep following, you know, for a lifelong thing, you know. It's going to have to change somewhere. Certain foods are going to have to be taken out. Certain foods are going to have to be put in. And this all starts with starting in your fitness journey. You know, I always call it a quest in the journey, because there's many quests that we go on. You know, and the journey has no destination. We're just still following the journey, but there's always a quest that we, you know, a quest within the journey. You know, after you finish one quest, you're on to the next one. And diet, as I said before, is like trial and error. You know, same thing goes hand in hand with training. A lot of people still, you know, out there with the 70-30 and the 80-20. I've even heard 90-10 many years ago, and I was like, wow, you know, that one takes the cake. 90-10. You know, you have to put in the work when you eat a diet. You got to put in the work. You can't just eat the diet, you know, hope for the weight to just, you know, start falling off and not really doing anything physical. A lot of people may want to just eat the diet and then go on like swift walks or like nothing wrong with cardio walks. I mean, that's going to work, but then you had to put in some type of physical work there, you know, whether it's calisthenics, body weight moves. Body weight and calisthenics is pretty much the same thing, but different. You know, calisthenics is more of a lot of skill moves, if you will, a lot of skill moves and a lot of strength moves. And then you got the body weight moves, which is pretty much mostly of the basics. And then you have, certain things, yoga can go into it. Even you can throw Pilates in there, like, you know, still a body weight move with some band work. But for me, when my whole diet journey started, you know, you learn what works and what doesn't work. There's a lot of foods that people have as a favorite food, but they know that that food is going to hinder their progress in some type of way, especially if it's a food that is going to slow you down a little bit, or if it may set you back a couple of days. It may even set you back maybe close to a week because of how hard it is to get that, you know, extra body weight off if you eat this food. And then it depends on how much of the food you eat, how often you eat it. So when I started my whole diet journey, you know, my first show was in 2003. And a good 10-year hiatus after that, you know, because, I mean, shows are far and few. But 2013, I got back into it. And for me, canned chicken was my choice of chicken, because, I mean, people were doing like the fish, you know, tilapia, cod, salmon. You know, tilapia was very, very popular, but that, you know, tilapia right now is I would say it's a still popular fish. But I mean, me and the canned chicken, you know, a trial and error when it came to canned chicken, because everything has sodium in it. Just about everything. I can't say everything, but just about a lot of foods have a percentage of sodium in it. And I mean, we need sodium in our bodies, but not an excessive amount of it. You know, it makes you hold a lot of water. makes you hold on extra weight. You know, you may have to lower your sodium, and I mean, everyone has to keep an eye on their health. And what's going on in their bodies on a daily basis. But canned chicken for me, I would have two cans of chicken. I would have up to three cans. Sometime I would bump it up to four, and that was just for trying to get as much, you know, trying to get in as much food to satisfy the body's cravings, or try to hold, you know, feed the body as much, depending on how much you weighed, and to maintain that body size, you know, that look that you have, you know, because the body is going to be hungry. You have to feed it, of course. And toast and jelly was always another staple, you know, been doing that since a kid. And you had to be very careful with the salt content when it comes to chips. You have to be careful with the salt content when it comes to, you know, the canned chicken, when it comes to canned tuna. You know, you have to be careful with the salt content. And throughout the years, throughout the trial and, you know, trial and error phase, and I mean the trial and error phase is, it, even to this day, is still going on. You know, but for me, I know what works for my body and what doesn't, and I pretty much eat the same foods year round. Certain foods I do in moderation, like let's say, you know, let's throw some steak sandwiches in there. You know, I eat two steak sandwiches probably twice a month. No, I'm sorry, four steak sandwiches twice a month, two in the beginning of the month, and then later on near the end of the month, I may have two more, or it may be every few months, you know, I have a steak sandwich. But you have to look at whatever your goal is. If you're trying to put on extra calories, then you're going to have to eat certain foods like that. Only if you know that it's going to impact you in a positive way and not a negative way. And what I mean by a negative way is, you know, it may mess with your digestive tract, or it may put on extra pounds where you know it's going to take a little bit of time to get those pounds off. It's going to impact you in a negative way, or it may upset your stomach in some type of way. It may be one of your favorite foods, like a food that you like, but it's going to impact you in a way that will set you back, like I was saying before. So the chicken and rice, toast and jelly is something that has been a staple in my diet. I eat salads here and there, throw some apples in there. Sometimes I may eat, you know, certain fruits, but, you know, to keep the water content down. And this is during, like, the competition season and the off season. I don't really call it an off season because you still want to stay in shape. You still want to stay as active as you were before. You know, the only difference is that you're putting on a little extra weight now, but you still want to, you know, live that lifestyle of consistent training. And then what I mean, also consistent eating. Keep that consistent diet going. You know, the only thing that may change is, you know, the foods. Of course, you may start adding different foods into the mix and changing up the training a little bit. But all that goes into consistency, trial and error. There's a lot of discipline behind that. A lot of discipline behind diet. And there's so many different people going with, you know, about the science and the research and things like that. You know, the science and the research really does not apply to everyone because it's only studies. And you're not studying everyone across the globe on that this diet will work for you. This diet is going to, you know, help change the world or something like that. You know, it's all about how your body reacts to what you put in it, like what you're eating. How fast does it react? You know, does the body bounce back? You know, how much weight are you putting on, especially if you're someone that's trying to gain weight, you know, gain some extra pounds, you know, some calories. And then there's the same way as trying to lose weight. You know, a lot of people jump on the scale, bad move. You know, somebody like myself, I get on the scale twice a year. Every 6 months, I'll jump on the scale just, you know, just for the hell of it. You know, jump on the scale, see what the weight looks like. And like, oh, wow, you know. But you want to go by the mirror. You have to go by the mirror in order to make, monitor your progress. The weight scale is going to be a distraction. That's what the weight scale is, a distraction. You want to go by the mirror, and then you want to go by other people's analysis. People might say, "Wow, you look great," but everyone's analysis that you look great is going to be different. Some people may look at you and say, "Wow, you look really good," and you may be in their eyes a good weight, while other people may look at you and say, "Wow, you know, you've been training," you know, ask questions like that. "You've been training, and how long you've been doing it," and things like that. And then they may get inspired, you know, because you're at a certain weight that they might want to get at. You lost this many pounds, you look good, and, you know, your attire, your dress, or you may look good in your shirt and pants, you know, see the physique through the shirt, and they're like, "Wow, you know, look really good. What gym you been going to?" Like, and some of the first questions a lot of people ask is, what is your diet like? They want to know right away, like, what you been eating? You know, that's the $1 million question. What have you been eating? What's your diet like? This would be the first question. They don't ask about the training. They ask what you been doing, you know, because they may want to try it, or they may have been doing what you're doing. And you may say, "Oh, I've been doing this, I've been eating that, and following this meal plan." And they may ask, "Where'd you get it?" So, and then you may say, "Oh, I've been changing it up a little bit. I've been adding this instead of doing this because this doesn't work for me. So I added this in instead," and through like that, you know, kind of tweak the plan a little bit. You look at a diet plan or something like that, and then may change it around because like, "Oh, I can't eat that. I can't eat this. Oh, that sounds good. I can do that." So you switch things in and out. And that goes into the trial and error thing, as I said before. You find out what works. Find out what works for your physique. Everyone's body is going to be different. Everyone's body. There's no one diet fits all. No one diet fits all. I want everyone to remember that. No one diet fits all. You know, a lot of people may look at that and just be stuck in their ways with the whole 70-30, 80-20, even the 90-10 that I even threw in there. Some people just don't want to put in the work. They just want to do the diets, like I said before. There's the saying that, you know, you can't out-train a bad diet. I beg to differ. You know, we don't know that. There's 1%ers out there. I'm part of the 1% myself. You know, I can eat a lot of certain foods and it really won't bother you very much unless you do it excessively. If you know this food for sure, for a fact, is going to, if you eat too much of it consistently, that is going to hinder you in some way. It may put on a little extra body fat that you weren't intending to do. Like I was saying before, digestive tract may change. You know, may slow down, may make the digestive tract sluggish. It may make you sluggish, and that goes into the digestive tract. You know, things change with all on what you eat. How much water are you getting in? You know, another important factor, how much water? You know, there's a lot of people out there that don't even drink water because they don't like, there's no flavor to it. So this is where the flavored water comes into play, or certain different types of add-ons, you know, they can do. A lot of people out there just drink soda. I don't recommend it, but I don't agree with that. It's got to be a balance there. You got to have water, you know, to help the inside organs. You know, but everyone listening, you know, wherever you are in the world, you know, I always want to emphasize that wherever you are in the world, find out what works for you. Stick to that diet that you know is working. Monitor the foods that you know is giving your body a positive impact, and find out which ones are for the negative impact, but are still positive in a way, but it's going to give you a negative impact by doing too much of it. You know, moderation is everything. If positive impact, of course, keep that a part of the lifestyle year round. But if it gives a positive and a negative impact, so what I say by a positive impact, if you're trying to add on extra calories, definitely. But if you do too much of it and it's going to impact you in a negative way, as I said before, like it's going to put extra pounds on, too many extra pounds, like fast, or it may put on extra pounds that may be a little hard to get off if you do too much of it. If you do too much of it and it slows down the digestive tract a little bit, you know, then you want to scale it back. That's why I'm saying, like, eat those certain foods a couple times a month, every other month, something like that. You know, all right, it's time to put on extra calories, getting too lean, trying to balance it out. Let's, you know, get some extra calories in, or putting on too many calories. Let's cut down a bit. And you know what it takes to do that. You know, the training has to go hand in hand with that. So, as I said before, just giving my analysis on what I do. You know, I know everyone out there, of course, diet journey is different. We're all different and unique in our own way when it comes to that. You know, and it's always a good thing to, you know, give certain tips of what you're doing. It may not work for somebody, but they may give it a shot. And hey, you never know. It may give them a little bit of positive impact to where it's like, hey, wow, this is working for a little bit. But I mean, every diet or food that you eat is not always going to be, you know, it's not always going to be around all the time. You may say, well, you know, this food really ain't working for me anymore. You can be eating food for a while, and then all of a sudden it just starts giving a negative impact, like your body's not responding to it anymore. You know, that's bound to happen. Same thing with training. You always do a move, and then sometimes it may not be, it could be just that day, or even when you're eating that food. You know, all food is different as well. And of course, always try to, you know, keep the food fresh as possible. You know, keep the food fresh. Same thing with fruit. Make sure the fruit is fresh. And then one more thing I wanted to add and want to talk about, and this is going to be something very important that a lot of fitness experts out there, you know, the fitness coaches, the gurus, the experts, the know-it-alls out there, is going to make it seem like a lot of people have that financial reach to just go out and buy this food, go out and buy that grocery list. Like, not everybody in the world has that type of resources. You know, and me telling you what my diet is, I mean, that's probably one of the cheapest ways of doing things. And I mean, of course, supplementation goes into that. I may definitely make an entry on that on supplement stack for sure, because a lot of people definitely wants to know what everyone's supplement stack is like, and what supplements they've been taking over the years, and what impact has it had on them, you know, positive and negative, and what's been working and what's not been working. You know, that's another trial and error thing too. But, you know, I definitely wouldn't mind making an episode on the supplement stack that I've been doing my whole journey. Different stacks, not stack, but stack, of course, stacks. And not everybody has that financial reach. Not everybody has the financial funds to go out and buy that, like I said, that grocery list that you're doing. But then you just have to know that there's different alternatives. There are different, you know, different alternatives to that food that may not work for you. They'll tell you to go out and buy this and make sure you eat, you know, eating right. You know, there is no right way or wrong way to eat right. I can't say there's a wrong way to eat right, because whatever you're eating may be working for you in a positive way that's not going to work for someone else. So there is no right or wrong way to eat a diet. You have to eat what's working for you. That's how that goes. There is no diet. There is no one diet fits all. There is no such thing. No such thing at all. You know, and everyone listening around the world, like I said before, I hope that everyone's following their diet plans, what's working for them. They're thriving with it. It's giving them a positive impact. You feel great, you know, and you pushing hard every day. You know, no giving up. You know, that's how that is. Stay consistent. Stay consistent on the journey. Whatever quest you're on right now, do not give up. I want everybody to remember that around the world who's listening right now, take those words and run with it. And don't give up each day. Stay consistent as possible. Everyone has a reason why they're on that diet, why they're trying to get lean, why they're trying to gain a little bit of weight. Whatever it is, you may want to go out there and, you know, get on stage yourself, or get into that certain sport, or get into that every individual sport. Every individual sport, I want to tell everyone right now, it's on you. It is a lifelong journey to where you're at the helm. You're controlling the destiny of whatever you want to do with that sport. It's you against everyone else. But of course, it's not a you against you thing. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that you against you. I believe you're against the next person who may want the same thing. You know, we all have to go hard and stay consistent and stay disciplined, whatever that diet is or whatever your goal is and what, you know, what you're trying to do. So like I said, everyone around the world, do not stop. Keep going. There is a reason. Keep doing it. There is a reason why you're on that diet. And I hope it's working out for everyone, and you're happy in life. So I want to close out with that. As I said before, I thank everyone, wherever you are in the world, thank you for listening in. And that's all I got. Take care, everyone. Be safe. Peace.